During his regular Wednesday briefing, Vermont Governor Phil Scott discussed plans his administration is developing to restore indoor dining at restaurants, and the state's health director provided an update on a new cluster of COVID-19 in the state. Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott began Wednesday's briefing by noting he had officially signed an executive order forming a racial equity task force.
I'm now working with Racial Equity Director Zana Davis, who will be the chair, to finalize appointees so they can begin their work as soon as possible.
Scott said his administration is now reviewing data to determine if restricted indoor dining can begin.
When we get to indoor dining, it will be a very controlled opening at first, with physical distance being a priority. We still have a very long way to go to help our restaurants get back on their feet, but we've got to start somewhere, and that's what we intend to announce on Friday. But we also need customers to fill the seats. So we've been working on a plan that will allow some out-of-state visitors to come to Vermont without a quarantine. On Friday, we'll be able to provide an update on our approach, but it's focused on setting a threshold based on what we're seeing for active cases in Vermont and the Northeast region.
Last Friday, Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine provided a preliminary report with few details on a new cluster of COVID-19 in Winooski, a suburb of Burlington. Wednesday, he said 200 residents had been tested Monday and Tuesday.
The EPI team is currently in the process of verifying, validating, and deduplicating this data, which I have to remind everyone is very early. So I do not have a lot of details for you. There may be in the range of 10 to 20 additional cases. We'll have more specificity to this once all of the analysis has been performed.
During the regular Wednesday City of Burlington briefing, Mayor Mura Weinberger announced the creation of a COVID-19 response team for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, People of Color communities. The city's new director of racial equity, inclusion, and belonging, Taisha Green, outlined a plan the team has crafted to assure equitable pandemic recovery.
This is a moment in history. This is a moment where it is so important. It is so important for us to grab onto and make sure that we are addressing structural and institutional racism. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren are going to be reading about this moment. And we, as a city, we have to be on the right side of history. And I think that this plan is one of the first steps for us to be on that right side. And I am excited that this is something that, as a city, that we're going to do to make sure that Black and Brown communities feel safe, feel welcome, feel included, but also the structural problems are addressed.
The City of Burlington is also piloting a supportive quarantine program to ensure that returning out-of-state college students quarantine according to current state pandemic requirements. I'm Paparatli, WAMC News.